Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Hey. It is a new month and it is Friday, July the 1st. 2022, new month, y'all, first day, hallelujah, praise God. I want to give a shout out to Carolyn Davis. She had eye surgery on Thursday, and she made it through, and I thank God for the prayer that I prayed for her and with her. I also pray for Denise Giss, Pastor Parker, Annetta Willis, and my brother, James Bushnell. It was his birthday yesterday, but I'm singing happy birthday again to him today, and God bless him. Today's word of encouragement is answers to prayers, coming from Acts chapter 9, verses 17 through 18 from the New Language Translation. And it reads, Ananias laid his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. That's from Acts chapter 9, verse 17 through 18. Amazing things happen when believers take on assignments they don't really like. Such was the situation when God called Ananias to go to Judas' house on Straight Street and ask for Saul of Tarsus. God told Ananias Saul was in the midst of praying to him, and God showed him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again. Acts 9:12. Ananias had already heard about Saul, how he had breathed out murderous threats against believers in Jesus. And so Ananias shared those fears with God, but God reiterated his command, saying that Saul was his chosen instrument to give the good news to the Gentiles. So, Ananias left the relative safely of his house and found Saul and laid his hands on him because Ananias obeyed God. He too became God's chosen instrument and Saul's answer to prayer. When God ask you to do something, you move out in unshakable confidence that you too can become God's chosen instrument and the answer to others' prayers. Prayer. I want to say thank you, Lord, for using me to tell me what would you have me do for you today. Amen. Amen and amen. This is my word of encouragement for Friday, July the 1st, 2022. God bless you. Have a safe and prosperous 4th of July. Be safe. Remember, COVID is still out here. in your gatherings and in your travels. Let the angels enfold around you and keep you and your family safe this 4th of July. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I'm Sister Faye. And may the Holy Spirit be with you and carry you on your way. And may the angels of God be your protector for you and your family. God bless you. And until Monday, I have another word of encouragement. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be safe. God bless. Bye-bye.